So let's review. The Gemara on the previous daf taught that we derive the halacha that an erva is potter min achalitim in the yibum from a gzeirah shava of a leo al leo as follows. Regarding achais isha, the pasuk says, "Veisha lachaisa leisikach litzror legalis ervasa aleho bechaya," where the word aleho is superfluous. And regarding yibum, the pasuk says, "Yevama yavoy aleho." The gzeirah shava of a leo al leo teaches, "Malahalam b'makom mitzvah avkam b'makom mitzvah." The Yisra Achais Isha applies even in the case of Yibum. Vam Rachman Alistikach. The Torah says, do not take an Achais Isha even in the case of Yibum. Hence, she and all other Arayas are potter from Yibum. The Gemara questions the need for this limud. Why would we think that Yibum be performed in the case of Erva? Although there is a concept of Asya Seh V'doch Elo Isa Seh, a positive commandment overrides a negative commandment. However, Emer Damrin and Asya Seh V'doch Elo Isa Seh, Lo Isa Seh Greida, an asay can only override a standard lav, which carries a penalty of malchus, but cannot override a lav which carries a penalty of karas? Before answering this question, the Gemara digresses into a lengthy discussion as to the source of asay doich lois asay. The Gemara cites two consecutive psukim in Parshas Ki Tseitzah, leisilbish shatnes temer pishim yachdam, the prohibition of wearing shatnes, a garment made of wool and linen, followed by Gedilim tasaloch al arba kambas kesus chasher techasaba, the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis on a four-cornered garment. From the fact that these psukim are smuchim, adjacent to each other, we learn that one may affix woolen tzitzis onto a linen garment, or vice versa, as the mitzvah sase of tzitzis overrides the lois sase of shatnes. This serves as a basic source for ase doich lois sase. The Gemara first elaborates on the concept of smuchim. Amar Rebbe Elazar. The pasuk in Tehillim says, "Smuchim la'ad la'olam asum be'emes v'yasher." Smuchim, adjacent psukim, were written in this manner be'emes v'yasher with a purpose to teach us certain halachas of the Torah. The Gemara cites an example of another halacha learned from smuchim. Amar Rav Sheshes Amar Blazim Mishum Rav Blazim and Azaria. Minayin liyavama shenafel lefnei mukeshchin she'ein chais menaisa. If a yavam has physical conditions that are repulsive, the yavama may voice her objections to yibum, and the Yavam must agree to Chalitza. This is learned from the smichus of the Pasuk, Ki Yeshu Achum Yachtav, which introduces the laws of Yibum, and the Pasuk, Leisafsim Sher B'dishay, the Isser of muzzling an animal while it works, to teach that we do not stifle the objections of the Yavam in such a case. The Gemara teaches further regarding smuchim that even Rabbi Huda, Ba'al Maloy Darsh, over Mishnah Terah Darsh, even though Rabbi Huda does not darshan smuchim in the first four Chumashim, he does darshan smuchim in Sefer Devar. The Gemara proceeds to prove this point by citing the following brisa. The pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, which is in Sefer Shmos, says, "Mechashefa loisachaya, a sorceress must be put to death. By which method?" Ben Azai says, "Since the immediately following pasuk is kol sheichev in behemah moisumos, based on smuchim, we can derive ma sheichev in behemah beskila af mechashefa beskila." Rashi explains that sheichev in behemah itself, where it says moisumosu demeyambam, is learned via Gzeirah Shava from Ovi Yedaini, where it says, "Maisu masu be'even yirgamu oisam demeyambam," which teaches that demeyambam is always interpreted as skila. However, Yehuda argues and says, "V'chibim neisha samchu enyo loi noiti zela skila." We cannot derive skila based on smuchim. Rather, since Ovi Yedaini b'chlam mechashvim, Ovi Yedaini is a form of sorcery. We derive mechashefa directly from Ovi Yedaini. Ma Ovi Yedaini b'skila af mechashefa b'skila. Via a different method, as Rashi explains. Shazu mida b'teira, kol davar shehoyi b'chlal, b'yotza min ha'klal l'lamid, lo'y l'lamid al atzma yotza, el l'lamid al klal kula yotza. Obviously, Rabbi Huda does not generally darshan smuchim. However, the Gemara cites a Mishnah in which we see that Rabbi Huda does darshan smuchim in Sefer Devarim. Tetnan, noisi adam anusis av mafudis av. Rabbanan hold, it is mutter for one to marry a woman with whom his father had an out-of-wedlock relationship. As Rashi explains, the Torah prohibits only his father's wife. As the pasuk states, Ervas Eishas Avicha Leisagali. And Eishas only refers to Kedushin, a proper halachic marriage. However, Rabbi Huda, Eis Rabbanus Av V'mufudas Av, Rabbi Huda holds that it is Asr, because the pasuk in Parashat Ki Tseitzeh, which is in Sefer Devarim, states, Layikach Ish as Eishas Aviv, V'lo Yigal Knaf Aviv. One may not reveal the knaf, the robe of his father, which the Gemara interprets as knaf shira'a aviv lo'yigali. Buda holds that this must be referring to anusis aviv, because the immediately preceding pasuk is v'nasin ha'isha sheichivim ala bihanar chamishim kasef, which is told in a case of oinus. Clearly, Rabbi Yehuda darshan smuchim and sefer devarim. The Rabban, however, hold that this is not a case of smuchim because the phrase lo yikach ish es eshes aviv interposes between the phrase of lo yigal kanaf aviv and the previous pasuk of oinus. Rather, the phrase of lo yigal kanaf aviv is referring to a shemeris yavam because she is kanaf haro'ul aviv, a yavam awaiting either yibum or chalitza from his father. And the Gemara later in Daf Tzadik Zayin says there are actually three surim for the son to marry his father's Yavama. Kanaf Aviv, Daidasai, Yavama Lashuk. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda darshan smuchim in this case because of one of two reasons. Iboyseimim shumdim muchach, because it is evident. Since it was written here, right after Oinus, it must be speaking of Anusis Aviv, whereas an additional Isser for Shemeres Yavam should have been written with the other Arais and Parshas Achrei Mois. Because the phrase of v'lo yigal kanaf aviv is superfluous. Therefore, it must be teaching a chiddush, that even anusis aviv is aser, whereas the father shemeres yavim is already aser for other reasons mentioned earlier. The same reasoning continues the Gemara applies to the smichas of klai and betzitzis, mentioned earlier. Leisil b'shatnis tzemer pishtim yachtav, followed by gedilim tasalach al arba kamis kesuscha asher techasaba, from which based on smuchim, we derive asay dechaloisase. Iba yisim mishum demuchach. Since it was written here right after Shatnez, it must be teaching asay dechaloisase, whereas other hilchot tzitzis should have been written in the parasha of tzitzis and parasha shlach. Viba yisim mishum demufna, because the pasuk of Shatnez here is superfluous, since the pasuk in parasha kedoshim already states, uvegid kalayim Shatnez loyal alacha. Therefore, must be teaching a chiddush of kalayim betzitzis and asay dechaloisase. However, the Gemara questions this assumption that the pasuk lisil b'shatnis tzemer pishim yachtav is mufna, and argues hani mitzvach tzrichi, both this pasuk and ubegid klaim shatnis layal alacha are needed to teach halachas inherent to shatnis. From layal alacha alone, we might have thought kol derech halah asrach mana lafile meichri ksus, that even having garments draped over one's body, as garment vendors do, is forbidden. And as Rashi explains, even though they do not have physical hana, such as warmth or protection provided by these garments, as they wear it only for display, we might have thought it is nevertheless aser. Therefore, kasev rachmanu lisil b'shatnis, dumi de lavisha disbehana, to teach that only wearing garments, from which one generally has anah, is aser, but mechriksus for display is mutter. And from lisil b'shatnis alone, we might have thought that only lavisha de nafesh haniyasa, wearing it is aser, because it is a significant anah, but halah, draping it is mutter, even with anah, because it's not considered a significant hanah. Therefore, kas rachmanu lo yal alecha, to teach that even halah with hanah is aser. We've established that the first part of the pasuk lisil b'shatnis is not mufna. The Gemara now discusses whether the second part of the pasuk tzemer pishtim yachtav is superfluous. According to the Rabbanan, it is not mufna because it is needed to teach that the definition of shatnez is a mixture of tzemer pishtim, wool and linen only, and not a mixture of other materials. If so, this pasuk cannot serve as a source for asei dechaloisase. However, according to the Tana, the Beir Bishmal, it is mufna, because we already know the definition of shatnez. As the Tana Beir Bishmal taught, ha'il v'nemer b'teris stam begodim. The Torah mentions the word begodim numerous times without defining it. Upar l'cha akasa ba'ach men tzemer pishtim, but does define it in one pasuk regarding tzaras, where it says, v'habegit kiyir bo'i neged tzaras, bebegit tzemer, o'i bebegit pishtim. To teach us, af kol tzemer pishtim, wherever the Torah mentions the word beged, it is defined as a garment made of either wool or linen, unless otherwise specified. Therefore, the words tzemer or pishtim yachtav are mufna, which allows us to derive asei dechaloisasei by way of smuchim. The Gemara next asks, according to Tanya Rebbe Shmuel, why can't we simply derive asei dechaloisasei from Parshat Tzitzis itself, where it says, v'aslem tzitzis al kanfei v'gdeim l'deraisam. The word bigdeim refers to a garment of wool or linen. And the Torah commands us to attach a psilt chelis, a thread of wool, to these garments, which is klaim betzitzis, obviously asei dechaloisasei. The Gemara answers that we could say hakonof min knaf. The tzitzis must be of the same material as the garment. Woolen tzitzis on a woolen garment, linen tzitzis on a linen garment, and no klaim.